Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, a biblically Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. You've got your daily 10 minutes with Jesus, today looking at the last portion of Philippians chapter 4. We'll begin today in verse 10, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. Paul writes, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord, now that you have revived your concern for me once again. Actually, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I lack anything. In fact, I have learned to be content in any circumstances in which I find myself. I know what it is to live in humble circumstances, and I know what it is to have more than enough. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, while being full or hungry, while having plenty or not enough. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you did well by becoming partners with me in my affliction. You Philippians know that in the beginning of your experience with the gospel, when I left Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you alone. Even while I was in Thessalonica, you sent help more than once for my needs. Not that I am seeking a gift, but I am seeking the fruit that adds to your account. I have been paid in full, and I have more than enough. I am fully supplied since I have received from Epaphroditus the things that came from you, a sweet-smelling fragrance, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God will fully supply your every need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those who are from Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with your spirit. Amen." Paul concludes this epistle of joy with rejoicing. Rejoicing and thankfulness. Thankfulness to God and gratefulness to the Philippians. And once again, in this section, of course, there is ample opportunity to take a verse or two out of context. Consider especially verse 13, which you've probably heard or probably read, especially in some sort of inspirational social media post, usually with a backdrop of trees or mountains or waves or oceans or something beautiful like that. Verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And normally the context is, yeah, I can do this, kind of a rah-rah speech, kind of like a Christian motivational speaker kind of an approach. You can do all things, so go do it. But that's not what Paul is saying here. Paul says, keeping it in context, verse 12, "I know what it is to live in humble circumstances. I know what it is to have more than enough. I have learned the secret of being content, whether full or hungry, whether having plenty or enough." And that sounds like an impossible thing to do, to be content. Even when my belly is grumbling, and not because I personally have taken up intermittent fasting where I only eat, during that 8 hour or 6 hour window of time, but Paul is saying that he knows what it is to go without food, not to just look at his pantry and, not feel like tuna fish for the third day in a row, but he knows what it is to sleep outside in the cold. He knows what it is to suffer for the sake of Christ. He knows what it is to be persecuted, to be pelted with stones and left for dead, to have death threats levied against him, and to have to flee for his life. He knows what it is to sit in prison. He knows what it is to be in chains. And above all of those injustices, those apparent injustices that Paul is putting up with for the sake of being a follower of Jesus and being a preacher of Jesus Christ, Paul puts up with all that. And it's not just tolerance or toleration. And it's not just, well, yeah, this is something that I got to do, and kind of the fake martyr complex of, well, here we go again, and it, just another day at the grindstone, another day of death threats, and another day of being pelted with stones and left for dead. No, he's joyful. I rejoice. I rejoice greatly that you have revived your concern for me once again. We see that encouragement from the Philippians and the joy that it brings to Paul's heart. But he says, "I have learned to be content in any circumstances." content in any circumstances, whether well-fed or hungry, whether being persecuted or resting easily, whether sitting in prison or standing in the synagogue. Paul is content in any circumstances, and that just sounds mind-boggling, except for the reality and the reason why, which he tells us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That when I'm well-fed, I know that is Jesus who cares for my needs by providing this food and enabling my body to process it properly and to extract the nutrition from this food so that I can be satisfied and so that my body can repair itself and I have the energy to go another day. And if I'm not well-fed, if I'm going hungry, and if I'm being neglected and have to be on the run, which he was at least once or twice, Paul knows that at the same time, this Jesus is still caring for him and still watching out for him, that even though he is hungry, you know, the words of Jesus, man does not live on bread alone. Words of Jesus to Satan there in Matthew chapter 3. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Or the words of Jesus to his disciples in John chapter 4, when he's talking with a woman at the well, and the disciples go into town to buy food, and they come back, and Jesus says, I've had food that you know nothing about. And the disciples are thinking, what, did somebody bring him a snack? Did somebody get him a Snickers? What is it? Paul knows what it is to be with Jesus. Paul knows what it is to have this Jesus who lived and died and rose and has all power. Paul knows what it is to have this Jesus looking out for him and caring for him and watching over him and restraining the evil of others and providing each and every day, whether it's through, you know, normal means, the sandwich that he bought as he served to support the ministry by being a tent maker, or whether it's through the service of the Philippians and others, or whether there was some sort of supernatural supply, as God had done on more than one occasion. You think of Elijah being fed by the raven while he's hiding out in the ravine, or you think of Jesus creating the bread, you know, multiplying the fish and the loaves, the feeding of the 5,000 or the feeding of the 4,000. And Paul says, you know, this is the Jesus we serve. This is the Jesus we serve. I've got nothing to worry about. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not this sort of self-serving boast that is that's just a pump you up pep rally speech in Christian garb. It's the reality of a Jesus who cares for you each and every day. The reality of Jesus who compensates for our weakness, and even in our sanctified living, who perfects our weakness, our good works, weak as they are, and through the work of Jesus, our Father rejoices at even the feeble things that we do. Through the work of Jesus, our Father continues to validate his love for you and for me. He continues to provide for our needs, for you and for me. And so Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because it's about Jesus. It's not about the me doing. It's about the Jesus having done and the Jesus strengthening. And these Philippians, he's just beside himself, you know, smiling with joy, even though he's stuck there in prison. He's smiling with joy that these Philippians have cared so much about him to renew their love and to even continue to serve above and beyond anything that would have been expected out of them. Paul says, you know, verse 18, verse 17, I'm not seeking a gift, but this fruit adds to your account that, you know, it is good works produced by faith that God will recognize and hold up at the end of time, hold up before the entire world and say, this is what my people accomplished through my work in them. Paul says, verse 18, I've been paid in full, I have more than enough, I am fully supplied, and the supplies and the care package they sent with Epaphroditus is, Paul describes it as this beautiful sacrifice offering to God as they continue to support Paul. And Paul says, verse 19, you know what? God, our God, my God, will fully supply your every need according to his glorious riches in Jesus Christ. It's the exact same thing he said back in verse 13, that that godly contentment isn't based on what we have or what we don't have. Godly contentment is based on the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ, because he has bought us, he has made us his own, he has risen from the dead, he has guaranteed that he will continue to watch over you and take care of you. And so, as you go about your day, take a moment to think of the people in your life who have encouraged you in your Christian faith. Think of the people that you maybe look up to as examples of Christians, and whose example you would love to imitate. Or think of the people who you haven't seen, somebody that you could encourage, and look for a way to encourage them. Say, hey, I missed you. Hey, how are you doing? Can I pray for you? Can I pray with you? Can I get you a coffee? Do you want to sit and talk sometime? Because the same joy that Paul has here is the joy that he wants reflected among us Christians even today. You can find us Sunday mornings at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee, or if you're not within driving distance of Toledo, Ohio, be sure to check out that link in the show notes, yearbook.wells.net, and find a church nearby. And if you have any questions or concerns or comments, feel free to contact me, Pastor Hagen, 419-262-8280, and all the other contact info is in the show notes. God bless your day.